These are uncertain times. Millions of Americans are now unemployed. Hi, I'm Ken Moray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Are you over 50, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have a 401k or IRA that took a beating and needs help? Do you want to protect what you have and grow from here? Because your retirement goals and financial situation are as unique as you are, we want to offer you a free virtual retirement consultation. You can sit in the comfort of your home and talk with one of our retirement planners. We can help you build a plan to get through this current crisis and then create a plan for what's next. You will enjoy how easy the process is and gain peace of mind that you have protected your retirement. Schedule your free virtual retirement consultation. There's absolutely no charge or obligation.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. That's 800-375-1159. Call 800-375-1159.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Greenwood, where the Bombers have suffered a tough 49-13 loss to the Greenwood Bulldogs to move on in the semifinals. They should play host the winner of Marion and Van Buren. At last check, Marion was leading that game handily. The Bombers tonight, Tobias, they got down early, came back, scored a touchdown, and seemed like, you know, good things were, you know, possible there. Wasn't outclassed. And just kind of continually, gradually, Greenwood's dominance and just all this experience in this winning football program kind of showed through.
Absolutely. A lot of tradition over here, and it did shine through tonight. You know, but Mountain Home's got to walk out of here with their head held high. I mean, they did things that nobody expected them to do this year. And in a year when there wasn't a lot to be happy or excited about, this Bomber football team gave – the Mountain Home community something to be proud of. And very proud of these boys, proud of these coaches. Just hats off tonight. I mean, the game was pretty good, pretty close. We knew what we would expect. And Greenwood's every bit as good. I mean, there's a reason they're the number one team in 6A. I mean, Mountain Home, you got to feel good because a good chance Greenwood's going to be the state champion, I think. And if you lose to the state champion, eh.
They lost six ball games and two of them were to the state champion.
I mean.
you can look at it that way. You know, I do want to take a second. Tobias was looking at our roster real quick. They go down there, 13 seniors on this ball club. We're saying goodbye tonight to Bryce McKay, Tatum Bashirs, Logan Walker, Daxton Hickman, Jackson Hannaford, Lawson Stockton, Gage Hirschberger, Brock Boche. Charles Hubbard got in there at the end. Quentin Brill, Ofa Valdez, Zach Spaulding, and Dawson Tabor. Now, 11 of these boys played pretty much continuously through their careers. Ofa moved in from out of town. Quentin moved in from out of town. And this bunch has had an interesting playing career at Mountain Home. They never lost a game until they got to ninth grade. They were undefeated in seventh and eighth grade. And there was about 45 of them whenever they came down the hill, and unfortunately that has matriculated down to just 11 of those original boys that are still playing football. But they went through 2-0-10s, still came back out here, worked hard even in the day and age of COVID, whenever workouts had to be set up virtually, kids meeting each other in a city park trying to work out to get better due to the restrictions by the Arkansas Activities Association. And they've done that, and they won six ball games, and they've done a great job, and you got to hate it for the seniors. But you got to feel good about some kids that you got coming back, too. Mountain Home's got some guys in the trenches on the offensive line back that they can build around. They are going to have to replace a lot of firepower in the offense with McKay and Hirschberger, or Walker, Tabor, pretty much all your skill guys. That's going to have to be a rebuild.
The names you're reading off there, it seems like those are the names that we called most all season long. And but what a great job of rebuilding and getting this program pointed in the right direction. You hate it for the seniors, but they've got to feel good about the way that this season ended for them. And they've got to be proud making it to the quarterfinals of the playoff. I'm excited about the future. And like you made a really great point just a minute ago, with all the offensive linemen, you know me, I watch the game in the trenches. That's my favorite part of the game. I was an offensive lineman. You can build a team around a good offensive line. You know, you're going to need some you're going to need some specialist help. You're going to need some quarterback. We're going to need those things, but if you have a really good offensive line and the great leadership and the coaching that we have at Mountain Home, I mean, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for what's to come. You know, I know of the program, even in the Pee Wee level, as those, I think that's where it starts. It starts getting kids excited. And now kids, first graders, second graders, are excited about football. Mountain Home's winning football games. And so I'm excited about the future of this program and what's going to happen in the years to come.
We'll come back and check final stats. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
The time is now to come see why Nassari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit NassariMortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Greenwood, time to bring you the Player of the Game Award. The Player of the Game Award is brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant at Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160. And tonight's Player of the Game, well, it's the senior quarterback, Bryce McKay, scored both of the touchdowns on a very nice 20-plus yard run, and that run earlier was about 64 yards. Tobias, hit us with those final stats. You can see why McKay is the Player of the Game.
Yeah, McKay was 7 for 16 for 66 yards, touched the ball 11 times, rushed the ball 11 times for 136 yards and touchdowns. Mountain Home would have 260 yards of offense tonight. Also, Hirschberger with 18 touches, rushed for 58 yards, had one reception for 43 yards. Tabor with three catches for 13 yards, and Walker with two catches with 10 yards. Greenwood with 451 yards of total offense tonight. Richmond, who would get injured early, went 10 for 13 for 97 yards. Houston.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues. We'll get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
We apologize for the technical difficulty. As I was saying, Houston was 11 for 12 for 182 yards and four touchdowns. Wilkinson would touch the ball 19 times tonight for 135 yards, three touchdowns, receptions. He had one reception for 39 yards and a touchdown. And that, Sonny, tells the tale of the game. It's been a blast. I just want to thank you and Classic Hits. It's been fun. It's been exciting. And obviously we're wishing Brad well and hoping he's getting better back home.
I was going to say that to you, Tobias. Thank you for filling in. Thank everyone for putting up with me while we were filling in for Brad Haworth as he recovers. He is well. He's doing better. He's at home now, out of the hospital, for those of you who might have been heard. But we hope next time the Bombers kick off, Brad and I will be here, and a very healthy Brad and a very loud and audacious Brad Haworth will be at the helm. But Tobias, thank you for putting up with me in these long car rides, and we thank you for helping us bring Bomber football. And we thank our men back at the shop that no one ever talks about, Matt Sharp. He is our producer that keeps us in line during all these breaks. And Matt, thank you very much, and we are going to send it back to Matt to check some scores from around the state. You've been listening to Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7. Come back next year. It's going to be even better.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashir's Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Harvest Bank, Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Join us each Friday night as the Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Bashir's, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
You owe back taxes. There's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show for the final time of this football season as Mountain Home falls to Greenwood 49-13 in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A state playoffs. And with that loss, Mountain Home is going to end their season with a record of 6-6. Greenwood's going to improve to 12-0. They'll move on to the semifinals. And at the moment, it looks like Marion that's going to be on pace to face them in the next round. The Patriots, last score we had, were up on Van Buren 38-14 at halftime. Also tonight in the Class 6A, we've got one other final score, a very low-scoring game, quite a defensive battle, apparently, as Sylvan Hills defeated Little Rock Parkview tonight 7-0. So the Bears will move on to the semifinals as well. And they are going to, looks like they're going to be on pace to play Lake Hamilton. The Wolves are up 43-14 on El Dorado right now. Let's take a look at, let's move to Class 3A because we got two area teams that are playing in the Class 3A state playoffs. First, Salem, they were tied with Paris at 26 all. So quite a battle between the Greyhounds and the Eagles down in Logan County. Winner of that game is going to go on to face either Perryville or Greenland. Looks like it's going to be Greenland. The Pirates are just having their way with Perryville 42-7 in the third quarter. Also tonight, one other area team, Melbourne, speaking of having their way, they've invoked the mercy rule on Cedarville. The Bearcats will move on to the next round. Right now they're leading Cedarville 38-0 in the final period. And Melbourne will go on to face Prescott. The Curly Wolves ended up advancing after Drew Central ended up forfeiting. That was a last-second forfeit that was called earlier tonight. Also in Class 3A this evening, Harding Academy will move on to the next round as well after a smackover ended up forfeiting. Harding Academy's next opponent was said to be either Jesseville or Harrisburg. And let's see, that game is going down to the wire. Last score we had was in the third quarter. It was a high-scoring affair. Harrisburg up on Jesseville 47-44. Good game there. Looks like down there in Jesseville this evening. Boonville playing at home tonight and against Hackett. See if that game has gone final. It may just have. And it has just gone final. Boonville defeated Hackett tonight 41-12. And so they'll go on to face Osceola, who went on the road and shut out Dollarway tonight 17-0. Also this evening, Charleston beat Mayflower by a count of 38-8. Charleston's next opponent is going to be either Glen Rose or West Fork. And it looks like it's going to be Glen Rose. They're up on the Tigers 41-14 in the final period. Rising playing at home tonight against Centerpoint. And it looks like Centerpoint got the victory. That's kind of a surprise there. Over Rising tonight, 38-22. And so Centerpoint will go on to face either Piggott or Camden Harmony Grove. And that game's going down to the wire. So in the final period, Camden Harmony Grove up on Piggott 28-24. Also this evening, McGee playing at home tonight against Bismarck. And McGee is up on Bismarck 28-14 in the fourth quarter. Winner of that game will face Looks like it'll be Lincoln. Right now they're up on Atkins 37-14 in the fourth quarter. Hoxie this evening playing at home and against Lake Village Lakeside. And see, that is one of two updates we have not seen yet this evening. The winner of that game will go on to face Newport. I believe Newport just shut out Corning tonight, 47-0. And that's all the scores. That's all the games for Class 3A. Let's move to Class 5A because we do have one area team playing there as well. And let's see, and that is Harrison. They're actually at the very top of the bracket. They'll have home field advantage as long as they remain alive in the Class 5A state playoffs. And let's see what that game has. That game must have gone final because where I was seeing it on the scoreboard, it's not there. That game has gone final, and Harrison edges out Camden Fairview tonight by a final score of 21-14. Looks like the Goblins got a last-second touchdown. And so they'll play the winner of either Whitehall-Batesville game. That game is in the fourth quarter, and Whitehall's up 14-10 this evening. Also tonight in the fourth quarter, Hot Springs Lakeside is up on Valonia 31-22. Winner of that game will go down to Little Rock to face Christian, who beat up on Clarksville tonight 48-19. Pulaski Academy up on Farmington 51-14 in the fourth quarter. Winner of that game will face the winner of the game between Greenbrier and Magnolia. Magnolia is up 42-28 at halftime. Wynn defeated Mall Mel tonight 38-6. The Yellow Jackets will move on to face either Texarkana or Morrilton. Right now, the Razor last score we had was from halftime. The Razorbacks were up on the Devil Dogs 20-7. Let's move up to Class 7A this evening. Bryant. It looks like their game has gone final this evening, and they defeated Harbor tonight 48-22. Harbor made the trip down from Springdale and watched their season come to an end. Hornets will move on to, looks like, face Conway, who is right now all over Little Rock Central 49-14 in the fourth quarter. Bentonville, Cabot is leading Bentonville on the road tonight 38-34 in the fourth quarter. That would be a big win for the Panthers if they can pull that off against a very good Tigers team. And the winner of that game will face North Little Rock, the Charging Wildcats. Breeze past Little Rock Catholic tonight, 34-7. In Class 4A, Shiloh Christian defeated DeWitt tonight, 48-12. It was Saints will move on to host Malvern, who blanked Truman tonight, 54-0. Dumas is leading Bauxite right now, 25-17 in the fourth quarter. Winner of that game will face either Gosnell or Dardanelle. Looks like right now, last score we had was from the third quarter. The Gosnell was up on the Sand Lizards, 40-28. Stuttgart at home tonight and leading Hamburg, 44-14. Looks like winner of that game will face either Joe T. Robinson or Mills, and that game may have just gone final. And let's see. Well, now I guess it hasn't just yet. So I'm trying to see if I can give you that score update real quick. And there it is. Last score we had, well, it looks like it will be Robinson. They're pretty much just having their way with Mills tonight, 56-18 in the fourth quarter. Also tonight, Ozark at home tonight, this evening against Ashdown. And looks like that game may have gone final. And it has. Ozark defeats Ashdown tonight by a count of 20-7. The Hillbillies will go on to face either Pocahontas or Lamar. And let's see if we've got an update on that game this evening. And looks like that game has gone final. It has. Pocahontas defeated Lamar tonight 30-6, so the Hillbillies will take on Pocahontas this coming week. Nashville moved up. We'll move on to the next round after Waldron ended up forfeiting. So the Scrappers will host either Bald Knob or Elkins. That was the only other game that we haven't seen an update on this evening. Mena is at home tonight. They're hosting Arkadelphia. And let's see if that game looks like it probably has gone final as well. And, well, just as I say that, I guess that's a game hasn't gone final. Okay, the game is in the fourth quarter, and the Badgers are up on Mena 26-7 in the final period. Also tonight, Lone Oak, the winner of that game will face either Lone Oak or Warren. Let's see if we've got a score update on that one this evening. That game probably has gone final. And what has gone final, the Lumberjacks defeated the Jackrabbits tonight 54-14. So Warren will face, looks like, most likely Arkadelphia in the next round. Rivercrest defeated Pottsville tonight 38-6. So Rivercrest will go on to face either Prairie Grove or Blytheville. I don't think that game has gone final just yet. It has not. But let's see, Prairie Grove up on Blytheville 45-34 in the final period. Also tonight, Monticello at home against Gentry. And it is Monticello leading 36-26 in the fourth quarter. The winner of that game will, looks like we'll go on to face CrossFit. They're just having their way with Central Arkansas Christian. Last score we had was from the third quarter. They were up 62-28. And finally, Class 2A state playoffs this evening. It was Des Arc over Mount Ida, 40-22. Des Arc will go on to face Bigelow. The Panthers pounded Hampton, 43-8. Poen went on the road and beat Dirks, 48-26. Poen's next opponent will be either Junction City or McCrory. And I believe that game has gone final. And let's see what we've got here. Junction City defeats McCrory tonight by a count of 50-30. Also this evening it was Garden. Actually, Garden will move on to the next round. Carlisle ended up forfeiting their game tonight. So Garden will go on to face either East Poinsett County or Quitman. That game's still in progress, but EPC is pretty much having their way with the Bulldogs 56-29 in the fourth quarter. Fordyce destroyed Clarendon tonight 49-6. The Red Bugs will host either Magazine or Foreman, and let's see, I believe that game may have gone final. It has, and Foreman defeated the Rattlers tonight 34-15, and that is all the scores from the state of Arkansas. I do want to check Missouri real quick, and I'll tell you, West Plains, they're down, but they're not get out. They're trailing Helias Catholic up in Jefferson City in the state Class 4 state quarterfinals, 36-28. West Plains has the ball on the Helias 12-yard line with less than 2 minutes left to go. So the Zizzers still have an opportunity to possibly force overtime, just depending on what happens in the next sequence of events. So that's a look at what else has been going on tonight around the state of Arkansas and also up in Missouri with West Plains. And that's going to wrap up our football season for high school, that is. We do have the Arkansas 529 Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up tonight from 10 until 12. Rex Nelson and Nate Olson will be along with all the scores from around the state of Arkansas. We've got more sports coming your way tomorrow as well. First off, tomorrow morning, Arkansas State will be in action as they go down to San Marcos and play the Texas State Bobcats. Kickoff's at 11 a.m. Broadcast begins at 9 with the A-State Tailgate Show. That'll be right here on Classic Hits 101.7. Then immediately after that, we got Mountain Home Lady Bomber basketball. The Lady Bombers are going to have their home opener tomorrow as they will take on Bentonville. Freshman girls will play actually at 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air around 3 with a varsity contest. And again, that will be right here on Classic Hits 101.7 right after Arkansas State football. But I want to thank Sonny Elliott and Tobias Pugsley out at the stadium, and also can send well wishes to Brad Hallworth, who's still battling back from COVID-19. And we want to thank you for joining us this season on the air and online at KUTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight, the Greenwood Bulldogs 49 and the Mountain Home Bombers 13. Good night, everyone.